Chris Lees is online. Morning to you, Chris.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. We're just talking about the three-year-olds in your stable. We had Graf, and take us through how Smart Melody's come through.
Yeah, she's pulled up well this morning. I thought it was a good win. It's never easy for three-year-old filly this time of year, taking on older horses in benchmark races, but she got a good ride and got the job done well.
What's the plan for it, Chris?
Well, I'm still to decide. I'll possibly take her to Melbourne. She possibly runs in a 1,200-metre race 2 weeks today, which would lead into the 1,000 guineas prelude. You know, if we feel she can run out the miles of the 1,000 guineas, so that's probably the path we'll take.
Yeah. You're strong again today. You start off with Regine in the first. I like the way she savaged the line at Kembla.
Yeah, really nice filly, Ron. Finds a really hot race, so see where she's at, of course. But she's trained on well. She's got a terrific attitude. She gives the impression she'll get out over a mile in time. So I think it's a nice race for her with a soft draw. But mindful that it's a very hot race, but I think she'll quit herself well.
Le Romaine, he was great winning first up. He's got that class edge. I thought that map was a little bit iffy for him with a 10-metre rail today, but obviously you got you on to sort that out.
Yeah, it's a tricky draw, but I think if he's positive early and can get over and if he can get into that first four position and be one off an ideal world, he'll make his own luck from there. He's trained on really well. Couldn't be happier with the horse.
Prized Icon, race 7, another wide draw here, but a winnable race with no real standout.
Yeah, he come through his first up run quite well. He's just found wanting late after doing a bit of work early and possibly gets a similar type of run again today. But if he can get across and again, similar to La Romaine, you'll know his fate probably in the first couple of furlongs. But if he does get in all right, and you'll certainly be thereabouts at the finish.
Hey. Duff, just on that, I think I heard you just prior to us coming on this morning on Formaline. There's no pace. I mean, am I remembering right that there's hardly any pace in this race? The Chelmsford?
You got Cabeza de Vaca and Religify there. Okay. No, it wasn't this race.
Wasn't that race?
It was more okay. So the tramway, I would have thought right, Andrew. But okay. This seems right to be on. A nice even speed here. Miss Fabulous, Chris, it's obviously well known. She's held in high regard. This is an outstanding field.
It's a really good field, Ron. Look, it's the path I'm always taking with it, so we'll know where we're at with her. Hard to assess that three-horse race, but she was strong through the line, which I wanted to see with her. She should get the right type of run. Give her a chance. I think she'll be strong late. She's going to improve again when she gets to 1,400, but I think she'll race very well.
Okay. You dragged her back at a first start. She led a second start. Are you looking for a happy medium there?
I think so. With that middle type of draw, I could imagine a second or third line.
Brisbane, geez, you found a nice old race for tactical advantage today. He should be hard to beat in that.
Yeah, he's short enough. You know, you probably want to watch him in the parade ring. He can get a bit hot and do a few things wrong, but he's well placed under the weight conditions of the race, and he's certainly trained on well enough.
Olympic Academy, he's been a good old money spinner.
He has. He's working well enough, but I just thought we'd send him up there a couple of weeks ago to try and change things around with him, trying to switch him on just his new surroundings. And if that worked, well, he'd be right in the race, but he's been a touch disappointing, his preparation so far.
Okay, and race 7, Del Cielo, well, he's found a new lease of life.
Yeah, I'm going to bring him out, Ron.
Are you?
My gate. We'll keep him for another race.
Okay, beauty. All right, well, you'll be looking forward to today.
Yeah, no, look forward to it. It's a very competitive day, but a good day's racing nonetheless.
And Chris, you said after the win of Graf last week that this is probably the best colt that you... I think you said the best colt that you put your hands on. You've worked, obviously, very hard to get you to where you are now with clients, to get the horses the quality that you've now got.
Yeah, no, I've been very fortunate. We've been well supported by some really good clients who, you know, have given us great opportunities. So hopefully we can make the most of what we're playing with.
Yeah, there's some exciting group. And Graf will be next week?
Yeah, he'll go to the Run of the Roses. He's come out of that first up. San Domenico win in good order. Got a light out this morning. Looks quite well.
Beautiful. All right, good luck with them all. Thanks a lot, Chris.
Thanks, boys. Cheers.